Elaine W. Charney, 14 South Brunswick. I have been in touch with the mayor's help of giving me the information with the project manager. I've had several communications which I attempted to send to Mr. Becker. I don't know if he received them. And all my questions were not answered, and I got back kind of double talk. Well, the boat had to be moved because of the weather, but the weather's improved. We have a stack of the pipes that they were going to move that have been sitting on my beach for over 2 weeks, piled up high. There is a pipe that they use from the boat that was pumping the water that they cannot remove, apparently. They tried with a crane. It's still in the water, and it's open, which means a dog, a child, could get trapped in it. And there's no work being done that I can see. I have a question for you. Why is the disabled entrance at Andover when there are no residents on the other side of it? I questioned that, and he said that it was the decision of this group to put it there. If it were a C Street, there'd be several people on several blocks who could get there. There's no handicap parking next to that entrance. It's on Atlantic Avenue. If you're really handicapped, how do you get up to the beach to even go over that accessible dune? And it's, as far as an outfall pipe, I don't think that they're that successful, and I just don't understand why you would think that you could agree to doing that. I think it's a terrible mistake. I urge all of you not to agree to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Charney.